Afternoons with Laura Chilingirian on ABC Radio Canberra.
Edwina Robinson has set herself a big challenge. She said it at the start of the year. Her aim is to buy no new clothes for this entire year, for 2017. Edwina writes about her experiences on her blog, Sustainable Threads. And when she's not blogging, Edwina is the director of Sea Change, and she joins me in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Laura.
So why do this?
I was inspired last year, so in 2016, by two Canberra women. So one of those was Summer Edwards from Tortoise and Lady Grey, and she had a 20-day sustainable fashion challenge.
I've met Summer, I've had her in the studio.
Oh, fantastic. So I took on her 20-day sustainable fashion challenge. And the other woman is Barbara Wheeler, who is an eco-dyer, and I did one of her courses last year. So it made me think about what could I do to make a difference? And I thought, well, why not have a go not buying any new clothes for a year?
So take me through how it's been so far. We're 8 months in.
8 months in, yes.
What's the process been like?
It's been really interesting, and it's really interesting. I think it's women who are buying the majority of clothes, and it's really interesting to observe how you think about purchasing new clothes. So often I think we're not particularly mindful when we buy new things. So we tend to think like, I'm going to a party, I need a new garment, I've got a job interview, I need a new garment, or I'm feeling depressed, I need to go shopping, or I need to look better than someone else. And I think we need to be really challenging why we're thinking like that when we've probably got a wardrobe full of pretty decent clothes that we can mix and match.
It's like that I could use a snack right about now and opening the fridge and going, what should I get? So I suppose it's a similar sort of thing.
A similar thing. So sort of buying without much thought or preparation or research about the sorts of materials we should be buying. And, you know, what's going to happen with the end of the life of that garment? Is it going to end up in landfill?
So what are the sorts of materials that last?
Yeah, so one of the things that people who are working in sustainable fashion talk about is choosing natural materials. And that's partly because those natural materials can break down at the end of their life. And a lot of the, particularly the protein-based natural materials like wool and silk, take eco-dyes really readily, and they can be really delightful to use. So I think if people are looking at using, changing what they use, don't buy synthetic clothes because they're made from petrochemicals, and really look at natural fibres. And Australia was so long known for its sheep, and why aren't we using more wool?
Absolutely. So that's how you would define sustainable fashion?
Not only. That's one way of looking at it. We also need to be thinking about who are the people who are making our clothes and who's growing our clothes and what sort of pesticides and chemicals are used and how much water is used in their manufacture, as well as the sorts of things that are used to dye clothes. Some of the dyes are quite toxic. So if people can be looking at more sustainable dyes, like from plants, that's a great step forward.
So back in January, how did you start this whole process for yourself, this challenge? Did you go through your wardrobe that you already had?
Well, first of all, I decided I needed to make a public commitment to do it. I thought I'd have more of a chance of sticking to it if I made a public commitment. And then I did go through my wardrobe to try and work out, put some clothes together, mix and match them to work as good work outfits. And I had a job interview coming up, so I also did that as well. So that was a really good starting point for me.
Okay. And so what are the types of materials that you've held on to?
I've kept as much of my natural materials as possible. And I must say I like wool probably the best of all those materials, but also linen. They've got quite a bit of linen in my wardrobe as well. And there's a few synthetic things I haven't been able to discard yet because I still like them and I'm still wearing them. So there hasn't been too much that's gone to the charity stores, but I'm still shopping at secondhand shops.
We often think we're doing a good thing, though, by going through our wardrobe and sending things off to charity bins.
We do. And one of the issues for some of the charities is they're having to dispose. Some of the products just aren't good enough to resell. And some of it actually gets shipped overseas. And so we're actually exporting our problem, our addiction to fast fashion, to overseas country. And it might end up in their landfill.
Okay. What rules have you set yourself for this challenge? Are there any particular rules that that you've had?
No difficulty? Shopping.
Yeah, difficulty keeping?
No shopping of new clothes. And I did mention earlier, my partner and I are building down in Maruya, and I got down there and realised I did have one pair of underpants on, but realised I had a weekend where I'd forgotten to bring any undies, and I decided not to buy, like, I didn't want to buy secondhand for obvious reasons. So I tried to buy the most benign sorts I could, but most of them were cotton, elastane. But as penance, I came home and pulled a synthetic pair out of my underwear drawer and a cotton pair and put them in my worm farm to see what the results would be.
And what were the results?
I just had a look at the worm farm now. So the undies went in about 2 months ago and nothing happened for a long time. I think the worms are quite inactive while it's cold.
Oh, sure, yes.
But the cotton undies now are starting to have a few holes. So the idea was, I was hoping to demonstrate, and I'll look at it again at the end of the year, that cotton, like a natural product, would break down much quicker than the synthetic fibres.
So far the synthetics are just sitting there?
They're sitting there. The worms are in amongst them, and there's also some mycorrhiza from fungi in amongst both pairs.
Interesting.
So the biology is at work.
What about shoes?
Shoes? I actually have on a pair of secondhand boots that I picked up at a very good secondhand designer clothing store in Fishwick. Shoes are much harder for secondhand because you need to get the right size, but I have managed to pick up secondhand pairs. What I want to do in the future is to buy really good quality clothes and shoes, but only buy a few of them. But stuff that really lasts a long time.
Well, that's the thing. It's about quality, isn't it?
That's right. Quality over quantity.
Has your fashion or comfort suffered?
No, not at all. No, definitely not. No. I mean, I do love wearing jeans, and, you know, I have a pair of jeans on, that Country Road jeans that I bought from a secondhand shop that still had the labels on them.
I could live in jeans.
Yeah, I could live in jeans too. Jeans and T-shirts, and then a jumper when it's cold, and a scarf.
Well, my guest is Edwina Robinson. In January of this year, she began a one-year challenge to buy no new clothes. And she's writing about her experiences on her blog, Sustainable Threads. And when she's not blogging, Edwina is the director of Sea Change. And I've put out the call asking people about the clothes, that the oldest item of clothing that you own, and why you might have kept it. And getting lots of messages in. Scott says, I buy 3 pairs of shorts and 5 T-shirts every 3 years. That is about it. And when they're too worn out to wear, they go into the shed for rags. And I think that's a pretty familiar story. Our astronomer who comes in, Brad Tucker, I swear he only owns a few pairs of shorts, some thongs and shirts. So he's always wearing very similar things every time I see him. Elaine's written in to say, my aunt's 21st birthday, she wore a handmade dress from 1927 that was worn at the opening of Old Parliament House, and my grandmother's fur cape from change of centuries, from the 19th through to the 20th century. Which sounds fascinating. And that's the great thing. So many vintage things out there. And I've got a beautiful suede jacket that my sister used to wear in the 70s. She bought it brand new in the 70s, and I still hold on to it and wear it every so often. We've also got Gabby, who's written in to say, my 20-something daughters are proudly wearing clothes I wore before they were born, and they look fantastic. Clothes were relatively expensive in the 80s, so I always bought classic pieces and wore them to death, and now my girls are enjoying them. And I guess that's the thing, isn't it, Edwina, is the fact that you can recycle fashion because things come back into fashion.
Yeah, definitely you can recycle fashion. And I don't know if you're going to mention that the Canberra Environment Centre and Sea Change are putting on an event on the 30th of August.
Yes.
So you can go to the Canberra Environment Centre's webpage, but it's called Sustainable Wardrobe, and it's on from 6 to 7:30pm at the Drill Hall. So there'll be a whole lot of different presenters talking about how you can make a difference, and talking about slow fashion. So slow fashion as opposed to fast fashion, and slow fashion's a bit like the slow food movement.
Yes.
And there's one woman, Nina Gabor, who's a stylist, but she really recommends people go to places like op shops, but she also holds styling and workshops to show people how to perhaps wear clothes in a way that they mightn't have thought of before.
Our own Lish Fayre is actually hosting that event, Sustainable Wardrobe.
She is.
That's
Lish
right.
Is.
And so did you have to do a lot of research to get this right this year?
I've been doing a lot more reading around the topic, and I've been a lot more curious about where clothing comes from. So I did a little bit of sort of on-ground research. I wanted to find out the most sustainable product I could get near Maruya. So I went and visited an alpaca farmer and met her alpaca flock and purchased wool from her and then made some garments from those that I've also dyed. So that was kind of the lowest impact garment I could make for myself.
How important is it to be able to do that stuff yourself?
I don't think you have to be able to make it yourself, but it would be fantastic if there were more designers locally who identified where their products were coming from. So often what happens, for example, is our wool, although it may be grown in Australia, is often processed in China, then it returns to Australia. So it's starting to have a pretty significant environmental footprint. So the more, it'd be great if we could see more mills working in Australia. So I think it's more for the designers to be thinking around how can we really create a sustainable fashion industry, and some of them are working really hard on that.
Have you had to repair anything in the last 8 months?
I have indeed. I have a strange tendency. One left buttock must be musclier than the other, so I tend to go wear out the left-hand side of my jeans. And so I bought a sewing machine in the last 12 months and the zigzag comes in handy for that.
Were you a big clothes shopper before this?
No, I was never like obsessive like some people, but I did find I was
Not that we're judging.
No. I did find I was very much an emotional shopper. So if I was feeling down, I'd shop. I'd rather spend money on plants than clothes, actually.
Well, as you mentioned, we all shop for a range of reasons.
We do, yeah.
What impact do you think the massive growth in online shopping's had on the disposable fashion trend?
Huge. And it's something I see with young women too. For those of you who've watched War on Waste, you would have seen three young women there, and one of them felt like she couldn't wear a garment twice if she was taking photos and posting them on Instagram because she just thought that would be a horrendous scenario. And I find that kind of impulsiveness the opposite of mindful shopping.
Yes.
So I'm hoping young people will come to our sustainable wardrobe event and maybe reassess some of their habits.
Yeah, it might be a good idea. What would you say you've learnt so far from this challenge? What are the big things that you've picked up from it?
I think for me, it will be definitely around having some core items in my wardrobe that are from sustainably sourced materials that people are paid a fair wage, and just probably less is more.
Yes, very true. Has it changed the way you look at bargains in the shops?
Definitely.
Or have you been shopping? Have you walked around?
I've tried really hard not to go into shops because I know I'll be tempted. And so I'll go into secondhand shops, but I won't go into shops selling brand new clothes.
So how would you say it's changed your relationship to clothes and fashion?
I'm a lot more discerning, and I will be a lot discerning come 2018.
It's obviously going to change things next year as well.
Yes.
I suppose from 2018 you won't be stopping yourself from buying things, but you'll probably think about it more.
Yeah, I think I'll think about it and be much more prepared to invest in clothes that once upon a time I considered too expensive.
Well, Edwina, good luck with the rest of the year. You've got another 5 months to go.
Thank you.
That is Edwina Robinson there, who's set herself the challenge at the start of the year to buy no new clothes during this year. And Edwina writes about her experiences on her blog, Sustainable Threads. You can check that out. And when she's not blogging, she is the director of Sea Change.
Afternoons with Laura Chilingirian on ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.